Right, I'm interviewing Chris, CEO of Bigmore, and kind of Kingdom volunteer for South Reef Life. Just have to ask you a few questions, Chris.
Yep.
What qualifications did you get when leaving school, college, or university?
Right, Ken. Well, when I consider myself a little bit of a late developer, I didn't do particularly well at high school. I think I ended up with four O levels in total, which at the time people said I should have done better. But I didn't enjoy school that much. But when I then went on to college and university, and I ended up doing a master's degree in the 90s at the London School of Economics. So I do consider myself to be a late developer, having started slowly at school. Yeah.
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit about any job you did before joining Bigmore?
Well, I've worked in housing or things relating to housing, particularly council and social housing, since 1993. So once I left university, probably the last 20, 22 years, I've worked in housing in different areas. I started off working in hostels in Manchester which were there for men who were homeless. But I've also worked for housing associations in London. But I have spent a lot of my working career with tenant management organisations, either helping to develop them or with Bitmore, obviously, managing them on a day-to-day basis. I have done other jobs when I was at college. I once worked a summer as a street cleaner in London. And a van driver. So I've done a wide variety of things, but mainly, I'd say the last 20 years, mainly around housing in one shape or another.
Okay. What's been the most enjoyable moments since joining Big Ball?
Oh, now then. Well, I think I would have to say there's a variety of them. I wouldn't be able to pick out one, I don't think. I'd have to say that generally every day is enjoyable a bit more in some way, shape, or form. But I think if I had to pick out the highlights, I was always pleased. Well, I was pleased on two occasions really. When we got the ballot results in 2009 and 2014, to get such a good turnout, so many people voting, and such a high, 90 odd percent yes vote. That really tells you that most of the time you're doing the right thing and people support you. But I thoroughly enjoy working with the board and the staff team. I feel very proud and honoured really to work for such a unique organisation.
Okay. Outside of work, what do you enjoy most with home life? Have you any hobbies which you get
Right. Well, I have a very busy home life because I've got two relatively young children, so I think I end up doing a lot with them. So all the usual activities that children are involved in these days, swimming, and the like. What do I like doing?
Do you play golf, anything
I
like
don't play golf.
that?
I used to. Well, I'm very keen on football. I enjoy
No. Right.
watching football, but my playing days are well and truly over. But I think generally after a hectic week or a day at Bitmore, I enjoy just spending time with my family.
What do you think your biggest achievement is since joining Bitmore Gate?
Well, I think Bitmore is unique, and I think when I first came here in 2009, Bitmore had been through a lot of issues and a lot of problems in the couple of years previously. And I think what we've done as a team, myself, the board, and obviously the staff as well, is we've turned Bitmore around and we've turned it into a high achieving organisation. That's not only recognised in Leeds, but latterly with these awards has been recognised across the country as doing good work and making really good progress to making Belle Isle a better place to live in, really. And I think that's the biggest achievement. I think he's making the organisation something to be proud of, and an organisation that people trust locally.
Okay. Just one or two personal questions. What's your favourite food and drink?
My favourite food and drink? That's it. Well, I'd have to say that my favourite drink is, I do like malt whiskey. I would say that's my favourite. It's certainly my favourite alcoholic drink, but I try not to, drink too much of it. But that, I've actually visited a few distilleries in Scotland, because I'm kind of interested in the history side of it. In terms of food, I'd have to say that I enjoy a wide range of food. I do enjoy my food.
Yeah.
But what do I like? I'd probably say my favourite food is fish.
Right.
Of various types of fish. That if I had a choice, I would always order fish.
Okay. Which is your favourite holiday destination and why?
I'd have to say my favourite, well, probably two, really. One would be the Yorkshire Dales. And the other one would be France, really.
Okay.
Both because I spent a lot of time there when I was a young man with my mum and dad and my family. So I enjoy taking my family there now to see, to kind of experience what I experienced. So, yeah, Yorkshire Dales and France.
Good. Final question is, please tell me how you feel about, along with Julie, shortlisted for the Housing Sector Awards, which is going to take place this afternoon.
Incredibly proud. I mean, I'm really proud to be associated with the awards. I'm really pleased for Julie as well, because I think she's done a magnificent job over the last year with setting up the Ancestry Group. I think she's it's obviously a talent she has for doing that sort of thing, and I've heard nothing but good reports about it from people who've attended. So really, really pleased for Julie. Hope she does well. And I called her this morning before the ceremony, and I said, whatever happens, to have made the final is a massive achievement for Julie, and just pleased for a bit more to be associated with that as well.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add to this interview?
I'd like to add? Well, just to say that I am genuinely a big supporter of South Leeds Life. I get the newsletters delivered to my inbox every day, and it's quite often the thing I read with most interest every day. I think there's a really good variety of stories, and I think they're really grassroots stories as well. Similar to Bitmore, really. I think South Leeds Life's a genuinely grassroots organisation, so yeah, really pleased to be associated with it.
Okay, thanks for the interview.
Okay,
that's a lovely this afternoon.
I know. What